Animals, Inc. A Business Parable for the 21st Century. Authors, Kenneth A. Tucker and Vandana Allman. When CEOs retire, the story takes place in Good Farm and starts with the Scarecrow looking out protectively through his navy blue plastic button eyes. Though everything looked normal at first, there was something which he gained from his 12-year experience at the farm that made him certain something was wrong. Suddenly, Farmer Good calls animals to a meeting. This time was to announce the news of his retirement, a piece of news that aroused a great wave of protests. Some animals got confused as to whether to find another job or stay. The history of the farm. Good had to choose one of two options, to sell the land to small developers or to give the animals the chance to run the farm by themselves. Thus he gave them the chance to decide their future. Finally, Big Mo, the old donkey, took control, ordering everybody to stop. Mo was obeyed and respected for his wisdom and experience. The meeting ended with Mo holding the position of chief executive animal, and the animals decided to run the farm under his supervision. Mo's policy. Mo's policy was embodied in the following concepts. The land was not for sale, answering all the animals' questions and listening to their complaints, suggestions, etc. Business holds no discrimination against any species. Appointing certain animals to important managerial positions due to their seniority and qualifications. A new business plan. In order to run the farm, Mo had to read a lot of business books so as to devise a strategy and a business plan. At the end, he decided to develop his policy manual or to make his own business plan. He tried to sum up his business plan in four main rules. Any animal can accomplish anything if he or she just tries hard enough. Don't settle for the second beast. Don't be satisfied with the same old job. The company is as strong as the weakest ant. Satisfy the donkey who works with you. The shock. The business plan fell in three main areas, all of which proved incomprehensible to the animals. Though Mo tried to simplify them as much as possible, none of them truly ever believed that they actually would have to take complete responsibility of the farm. In fact, Mo used new and difficult business terminology such as administration, which means making sure the business runs smoothly, operations, which refers to manufacturing and production, the area where animals or employees make the things they sell, advertising and public relations, which refers to using pictures and slogans to make people aware of the farm products and to convince them that they should go and buy them. Confusion was also caused by terms like ladder of success. Later, Mo discovered that it was wrong to use this term, and that the way to create a climate that ensures unhappiness and failure is to make certain your managers are climbing down that ladder. Each and every one of the 10 rungs on the ladder to failure is important. The top rung, make sure your managers put wrong people in the right jobs. Second rung, set unrealistic goals that can't be achieved. Third rung, treat every employee exactly the same, no matter what their individual skills. Fourth rung. Determine the weaknesses of every employee and make sure they are all doing jobs that emphasize those shortcomings. Fifth rung. Keep pay benefits to the absolute minimum. Sixth rung. Be sure that your employees have every tool and all the materials needed to complete an important assignment, except for one really small and important thing that will be impossible to obtain. 7th rung. Never overlook an opportunity to undermine your employee's self-confidence. 8th rung. When an employee is really good at a job, immediately promote him to a job at which he or she is not as good. 9th rung. Insist that your workers take training classes that will have absolutely no value in their jobs. 10th and last rung on the ladder. Regularly schedule very important meetings with workers to review their progress and discuss their future, then cancel at the last minute without giving any reason. The worst misunderstanding of all was that of the 360-degree review, which appeared to the animals as a test that involved the use of needles. That is because Mo said that this review will circulate among all animals as a tool to be used to rate or judge their performance. The word judge also filled some with fear of embarrassment. Mo, however, tried to reassure them by asserting that he did not intend to scare the animals into working hard. Mo would neither enslave, abuse, nor sell any animal to the butcher. Complex survey, misleading results. The above-mentioned review was too complex to produce the desired results due to difficulty for certain employees to admit their drawback and confusion about the accurate way to answer certain demographic questions, for example, about age. Consequently, Mo had to organize focus groups whereby interspecies gatherings took place to discuss the concerns of everyone living in the farm. Mo's management. Mo's managerial strategies resulted in further bafflement and disorder because basing top managerial posts on seniority resulted in some hurt feelings and damaged egos. A great deal of the collected info was confusing and contradictory. Consequently, Mo had to exert effort having to solve the problem in making the animals recognize the difference between gut feelings, intuition, and common indigestion. Assigning jobs also involved a lot of muddle. The media reacted to this. Repercussions ranged from expressions of anxiety to total rejection, as in animals taking over and a beastly business. Consequences. While some of the above managerial strategies succeeded with some workers, there was certainly no consistency. Mo learned that managers can be the key to creating complete confusion in the workforce. By making certain employees never know what to expect from their supervisors, their level of anxiety and frustration will increase. This entailed that each animal did more than his natural jobs. Each accepted his fate. Problems continued to show up unexpectedly. Training classes were designed to try to combat the diminished production in almost all areas in the farm. Not all trainees mastered their classes. The introduction of technology did not improve the situation either. In fact, a software program was set up that allowed the state of the farm to be updated on a daily basis. Yet, it was uneasy to grasp by several animals. Besides, many animals, employees, were placed in positions for which they lacked the knowledge, skills, or most important, talent. Finally, Mo decided to stop reading business books. He also stopped devising rules, plans, and reviews, believing ultimately that the best rule was to have no rules. This new trend gave rise to the following positive results. Increase in production. Improvement in morale. Achievements were recognized and fairly rewarded. Keep the following tips in mind to establish a successful enterprise. Don't follow or apply theories blindly. Don't lay down rules that people fail to comprehend or carry out. Put the right people in the right place. Train people on how to increase their knowledge of a certain piece of work. Acknowledge and reward achievement. Make your employees happy by continuously encouraging them to do what they excel at.